WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy spring, happy April. So fooling around going on here. We've got Orioles baseball and opening day. It's going to be a big week around here. Luke and I are going to talk some wrestling. We're going to talk some Orioles baseball. But I'll tell you what, on Wednesday and on Friday this week, we're getting out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm excited about it. 70 degrees. Hopefully, there's not going to be any rain in the forecast on Thursday, but on Wednesday, we're going to be at Costas from 2 until 5, celebrating 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. John Martin's going to join us, Seth Elkin, our friends Nick and Pete, everybody over at Costas is going to be there. I also have some special friends from the Dundalk community that I'm looking forward to having by. I'll be giving these out to everyone that comes by, our friends at Window Nation. I got the floppy hat, but I also just, I'm wearing the shirt today for Window Nation. They're back to 5 years, 0% financing for the month of April, so I'll be telling you more about that, 866-90-NATION. I'm even going to take my Raskin Global. I've never really christened the Raskin Global Crab Mallet. I think with Leonard, I'm going to do that over at Costas. On Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's in the morning, celebrating the opening of the CFG Bank Arena, Bruce Springsteen, the Eagles, the Yankees, the Orioles. Everything's here but Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. So I'm going to welcome in the great Luke Jones, who is wiping. Can I just say something to you? It's early in the morning on Monday as we tape this, and I know you were up late, and WrestleMania is a little bit of a Ramadan for you. It's a little bit of a high holy holiday for you and your family and your brother. I just want to give you time to celebrate, but I just want to tell you this. At 4 a.m., I had a little Rofo coffee in my Cole Roofing mug here, and I looked down on my phone. I don't know anything about this, and I'm leaving it for you. Did Snoop Dogg win the title last night? I mean, tell me, was he involved in some way?
He did not win the title. He was a host for WrestleMania. It was in Los Angeles. It was at SoFi Field, which, of course, the home of the Rams and the Chargers, home of the Super Bowl last year. But so what happened? And you'll appreciate this. I think we all can appreciate this to some degree. And I don't mean appreciate it, meaning enjoying it, but understanding it. There was a moment in night two where Snoop Dogg comes to the ring with The Miz, who's been in WWE for a long time, you know, former WWE champion. They were the, quote, hosts of WrestleMania this year. So what had happened, and you may not be aware of this, but the last few years, WrestleMania has become a two-night event. You know, that was something that started during the pandemic. It's something they would have done anyway. But what happened on night one, The Miz was challenged by Pat McAfee, who has dabbled in WWE. He's wrestled a couple matches. He was a commentator on SmackDown before he got the ESPN College Game Day gig. He came out and he beat The Miz in an impromptu match. So night two, The Miz comes out and basically starts giving Snoop Dogg some grief, saying, "Hey, why'd you do me like that? I mean, you know, you set me up to lose that match." Well, lo and behold, Shane McMahon comes out, who has not been in WWE for over a year. Was the last time he had made an appearance. He was to challenge The Miz for an impromptu match, but, and this is where kayfabe ends and real life kicks in, Shane McMahon, 30 seconds into their impromptu match, tore his quad, like legitimately tore his quad, tried to do a leapfrog, and you see he lands awkwardly and just crumbles, and they didn't show him again. Like, the camera was showing The Miz. Well, whoever called the audible, whether it was the ref, whether it was The Miz, or Snoop Dogg himself, thinking, we've got to do something here. So Snoop Dogg,
we're on live television.
Snoop Dogg delivers a shot. The Miz goes down, and Snoop Dogg delivers the people's elbow, the Rock's old signature move, and wins the impromptu match. So,
and it'll, you know, never be known if it was scripted or not.
Well, oh, no, it was clear because Shane, yeah, you know, they helped him to the back. It's already
but
been
the
confirmed.
Part where Snoop,
oh yeah, whoever,
that part of it,
right. I mean, some people were wondering, and interestingly enough, Jessica Carr, who is a Baltimore native, is one of their referees. There are people who think that she was the one who called the audible, but she probably, you know, the referees wear an earpiece. Someone from the back may have had that idea, or maybe Snoop Dogg did come up on it, come up with it. But yeah, that's the genesis. Wasn't the title or anything like that, but it
all
was basically,
I saw was Snoop Dogg wrestling, and I'm like, I stopped. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna ask Luke for a full story on this. So Stacey Keibler was all over my Facebook timeline. Do you know the whole Stacey Keibler story with WNST and our friendship? Have you ever told it on the air, or maybe I've told you over a beer at Super Bowl 42 or something? I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't know the whole story. I know she was a WNST intern. I know she obviously is local, but as far as the level of involvement, how long, I don't know that part. And I don't
So,
think you've even told me that over beers or anything,
yeah,
so.
so I want to tell you today because she showed up and I figured this would be and this is my recollection, okay? So like don't put me on the stand on all of this. You have to put her
Right.
on the stand.
Keep in mind, she was inducted for our listening audience. She was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this
Former
weekend. So,
WNST intern is in the WWE Hall of Fame. So the story goes like this, and I want to, and she has sat in with me in 2009, I believe in Tampa, or maybe it was Miami 10, in there. If you can find it on YouTube, she sat with me for a good 20, 30 minutes and went through it all. And this was when she was, maybe she was dating the, who's the famous actor she dated for several years? The guy from Cincinnati? He's in every movie. Come on, dude. He's the best looking guy on earth.
Clooney, right? She
Clooney.
dated Clooney,
Right. She brought Clooney to Preakness. She did the legs thing with ZZ Top. She had been on, she was in a sitcom, I believe. And she also had done the dancing show and had won, right? The dancing show. So, I mean, she was very much a mainstream. I mean, she was gossiped about, right? She was in like the tabloid in that world, the Hollywood world, dating George Clooney, right? She's been sort of off the radar. She's in my phone. She's a Facebook friend, and we have the same birthday. We're both born on October the 14th. I guess I'm 11 years older than her. I think she's born in 79, I think. I think that sounds right. But either way, so in 1998, we opened the radio station. So the 25th anniversary will be August 3rd of 1998. Somewhere in there, in that range, 98 into 99, she was a Ravens cheerleader. She was a Towson student. She was a Rosedale person who was connected to many Dundalk people via family. Kevin Healy, who was then running the Blast, is her cousin. There were other cousins involved. Her boyfriend at the time was a huge listener, like a caller to the show. Her and her boyfriend came into the studio. I was looking for interns. She was looking for an internship. She went to school in Towson. She answered the phones here for months. Like, I mean, literally came in twice a week, three times a week. Like everyone in the studio, as you know, the interns became part of the shtick, right? Like the producer, the place you sat for 8 years doing radio, right? Like that room became this sort of place where Ray, Andy, Jeremy Kahn, all these people sat. Jeremy Kahn came around then, maybe. But either way, so Stacy was one of the interns. We had a pool table in the basement. We had bubble hockey. It was a hangout here. Stupid of me as an owner, but I was dumb. So it's 98, 99. She came into the studio one day and she was, you know, Stacy the cheerleader, right? And she came in the studio and said, this WCW thing, they're looking for like Nitro girls or whatever. And we did shtick on the radio. I mean, I might even have it on a tape. We did shtick on the air about her entering this competition. Her boyfriend wanted her to do it. She was a dancer. She had long legs. She's a Ravens cheerleader. She was sort of bubbly in this fun Dundalk sweet way. She's the nicest girl in the world. And she entered the contest. She hit the contest. She flew to Atlanta. It became like, I think something she even said to me, I can't go on the radio, but like I'm a finalist. And like, you know, and I'm like, then she got the part. Next thing you know, she's Miss Hancock. And the next thing you know, the Super Bowl's 2 years later. She came down with me to the Super Bowl. She called me on like Tuesday. She's like, hey, I need a place. Can you help me? Like, I need to get in. She hung out with us for 4 days. She sold t-shirts and a Get Nasty shirt at Whiskey Joe's. Like, literally. So she came back to the hotel that night. She had jumped the fence to get onto the field after they won the Super Bowl, had all these pictures and stuff. Meantime, she's checking into the hotel. We hung out. We ran into Tommy Shaw. People are yelling, hey, you're with Miss Hancock. And I'm like, I didn't, it just was Stacy, my intern to me, you know? So, strangely enough, she went on to be Stacy Keibler and she showed up on my timeline. 2 weeks ago, going into the Hall of Fame. And dude, I hadn't seen her husband or kids. She lived in White Marsh. She was dating the wrestler, right? She was involved very heavily with one of the wrestlers, Ric Flair's kid. I don't know. This is 20 years. This is before George Clooney, but like she has evaporated and gone off of the radar. And I don't think she's appeared on any Oprah, any shows, anything like that at all before she showed up like 10 days ago with this long missive on Facebook saying, "I'm back. I'm going into WWE." She's in People Magazine, this, that. And I'm like, well, good for you. She's got her children. They're beautiful. Her husband. I didn't see her ceremony, but I saw pictures of it on her timeline. And I just want to say I love Stacy Keibler and we share the same birthday. And I haven't seen her in a while, but if I did, I'd love to have her on the show and just catch up and see what's going on with her. But she's a special person. And I have all sorts of fun pictures of her on opening day with Bobby Nick and Mark Messina and Keith Mills and Dave Johnson and like a bunch because we did opening day. I mean, she was a big part of what we did. She wasn't here one day, one time. She's in pictures through the years of doing all sorts of crazy stuff around here and promotions we did. And I love Stacy. And she's in the WWE Hall of Fame. With Ivan Putski and with other like superstars, right?
It's an incredible honor. You noted that, yeah, she had kind of fallen off the radar. I mean, she hadn't been involved in WWE in a long, long time, but even just in pop culture and being involved in other
I think
projects.
she'd had enough, and if I
My
knew her, she'd probably say that, right? I
right,
mean,
right. And my understanding was she kind of wanted to focus on her family, and God bless her. I mean, I respect that. But yeah, she was inducted, and obviously over the weekend, Rey Mysterio was kind of the headline inductee for this year's WWE Hall of Fame class. The Great Muta inducted into the Hall of Fame, and the late WWE referee Tim White, who passed away last year, he was inducted as well. So, pretty cool honor. WWE Hall of Fame is controversial in the sense of it's
a
very,
little bit.
and I'm even talking like go beyond the storyline, just the politics of guys that have been in, guys who haven't been inducted,
It's a Vince
individuals.
Club. I mean, it is what it is,
Oh,
right?
no question, no question. But very cool for her
And by
sake.
the way, Vince is about to go out. I know you don't do business or kayfabe too much, but like, there's a big shift about to happen in the industry, right? Financially, spiritually, Vince's wife running for like all the politics, all of that aside, Vince is being ushered out, right? And he's an old man now, right? Literally.
Well, he actually, I mean, amidst all the controversy of accusations and hush money and sexual misconduct, all kinds of things, which, look, that goes back a long time with Vince McMahon. There at best had been whispers about, indiscretion and different, inappropriate behavior, whatnot. But it sounds, and the big story over the weekend, I think it was CNBC who reported it. This had been rumored for a while of WWE's potential sale, but looks like the UFC parent company Endeavor is going to purchase WWE. And what that means for Vince McMahon and what that means for the future of the company, we'll see. But certainly a big story and something that I know. Triple H, Paul Levesque, who has been in charge of the creative process since Vince retired last summer, even though there's been talk as far as Vince being back involved again in some shape or form, at least, he declined to comment on it after WrestleMania Night 2 late Sunday night. But that is the story. It sounds like WWE is going to be sold, and what that means for the product, we'll see. Of course, that's. It's going to be a lucrative number. WWE is, the Disney of pro wrestling, so to speak. I mean, it's
7
that kind of a
billion
brand.
like that, like
I mean, it'll be.
it's more than an NFL franchise.
I mean, it's a massive number. I mean, it's a publicly traded company. It's been a publicly traded company for a long time. I haven't heard what the exact number is. I'm seeing right now, and I'm looking at the CNBC report. The Endeavor deal gives WWE an enterprise value of $9.3 billion. So,
9.3.
this
Wow,
is
even
not
more than I thought.
Vince McMahon Senior's WWF, right? I mean, it's come a long, long way since then.
From
So,
George
again, it'll be
Saharian.
interesting to see how it plays. Yeah, it'll be interesting. This UFC slash WWE kind of partnership, merger, whatever you want to call it, Slimy when you're talking about Dana White and Vince McMahon and all of that, but certainly a lot of success and will be interesting to see of how what that means for the company and what it means moving forward for the product. But I
I'll
was
get
certainly
Alex
in there.
Marvez on here, and I'll mix it up one day, and you know we'll break kayfabe, and we'll get to the bottom of all that.
Well,
But I mean,
he'll
the
want.
AEW thing is also like real, you know. By the way, I saw Alex milling behind John Harbaugh when Lamar was about to send the tweet out. I saw Alex in the background, like, hey, Marvez is at the. He's still in the media. Look at that, you know.
Yeah, well, that was a very pro wrestling like move. The miraculous coincidence of Lamar setting that tweet as John Harbaugh was going to the table. But yeah, I mean, AEW has been around for 4 years now, 4+ years. And, you know, they look, WWE, like I said, is Disney. You're not overtaking them, you're not beating them, so to speak. But AEW's carved out its own little share and niche of the pro wrestling market, you know, guys like me who will consume more than one wrestling show and more than one company. Yeah, it's huge news for WWE and what was a fun WrestleMania. The Snoop Dogg match was pretty low on my list of things that I was, you know, that I really, really enjoyed. But yeah, lots of great matches. And the big storyline was Roman Reigns, who has been champion now for going on 3 years, nearly 1,000 days. And that's been the big thing. They've been telling, you know, the commentators have been constantly updating how many days he's been champion, but longest reign since Hogan, going back to the mid 80s. So he retained against Cody Rhodes, Dusty's
son.
Wow,
3 years is a long time to have the belt these days, huh?
It is. It's
right.
And it was a very, I would say the internet was not happy with Roman Reigns retaining late Sunday night, but His stable,
he's jumped a shark. Okay.
His stable, the bloodline, that has been some long-term storytelling. That Nestor, as good as anything I've seen in pro wrestling for a long time. So anxious and interested to see what's going to happen next, and even how that the Endeavor sale, you know, how the WWE Endeavor sale, you know, kind
dude,
of
you and
folds
X should
into
get together
that.
And have a side hustle. I think, you know, there's no doubt. Luke Jones is here. He's Baltimore. Like, last thing I want to say about Stacy Keibler, and we might even take a break and just do baseball on the side since we did wrestling. But Stacy Keibler, I found the videos. They're from 14 years ago. So I am right. It was 2009. I recognize the sets because I did all the Radio Row stuff. And you did all the Radio Row stuff last 2 months ago when I got thrown out this year. But seeing the sets, I remembered it looked like Nils Lofgren from 09 in Tampa. It was Tampa 09. Stacy sat down. There's two, you know, 4 minute videos here. I guess just pieces of it. I'm sure I have the original audio of it. Remembering her days as an intern here and a trip to Tampa. And then there's another one. And this is funny. It says former WNST.net intern and bubble hockey champion. So she must have bragged in this piece about her bubble hockey prowess. I remember that was a big issue around here as to who was going to be USA and who was going to be Russia in the basement. Luke Jones is always around for wrestling information. Obviously, Orioles baseball. We got opening day. We're going to be doing the Maryland Lottery Crab Cake Tour in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. We're going to be at Costas on Wednesday. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday. Might as well step out, take a break. We're going to do some baseball. We're going to do some football. When there's Lamar news, you'll get it first on the WNST tech service. When there's plumes of purple smoke that go up in the Infinity logo, or maybe it's an 8 logo. I'm not sure which one it is. We're back for more. It's WNST at AM 1570. We never stop talking. Wrestling. Stacy Keibler. Our roots in wrestling. And Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.